Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with a slight chance of rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 70. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast again tonight. Chance of thunderstorms, lows level off around 50. Cloudy tomorrow, storms likely. High temperatures reach up to 64. High of 72 Thursday with a slight chance of rain showers, 72 Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Photographers across Kansas can now enter the 14th annual Ranchland Trust of Kansas photo contest.
Open through September 4th, it celebrates the beauty of the state's ranching life. Both amateurs and pros can submit up to 5 photos showcasing landscapes, livestock, wildlife, or people at work. Special guest Judge Jim Richardson, a Kansas native and National Geographic photographer, will help select winners. Locals are encouraged to capture Kansas's open spaces and ranch heritage while competing for state wide recognition. I'm J.P. Bazette for the Kansas Information Network.
A Kansas woman died and a Missouri man was hurt in a head-on crash near Chanute on Monday. It happened around 6 a.m. on K-3959 highway at Udall Road near Stark, about 15 miles east of Chanute. The vehicles collided head-on at the center line, according to state troopers. 47-year-old Teresa Phillips of Chanute died in the accident, and a 39-year-old Deerfield, Missouri man was airlifted to the hospital. It's not clear what led up to the accident. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is investigating after a homicide took place in Russell on Thursday, April 24th. On Thursday at around 9:30 p.m., officers with the Russell Police Department responded after a citizen called 911 reporting a shooting. When the officers arrived at the 800 block of East 2nd Street in Russell, they located 49-year-old Deborah Torres of Russell, who was suffering from apparent gunshot wounds. She told officers her husband, identified as 49-year-old Robert Torres of Russell, was still inside their residence, and when the officers entered the home, they discovered Torres deceased in the back living room of the home from apparent gunshot wounds. Officers began clearing the home and discovered no additional victims or subjects. The Russell Police Department then requested the assistance of the KBI, and KBI agents and the crime scene response team responded. Shortly after, officers gained information that led them to believe Robert Bobby James Torres, 33, of Russell, may have been responsible for the shootings. Deputies from the Russell County Sheriff's Office located him at the 2200 block of Highway 40 in Russell, and he was taken into custody without incident. Bobby Torres was booked into the Russell County Jail for suspected first-degree murder and attempted murder. The KBI confirmed that the suspect is the victim's son and stepson to Deborah Torres, who reportedly had non-life-threatening injuries. An autopsy will be conducted, and Deputy Attorney General Jessica Dome filed formal charges in Russell County Court against Torres on Monday, May 5th. His first appearance on homicide charges is set for 1:30 p.m. on May 8th in Russell County District Court, and his bond was set at $1 million cash surety. The Russell Police Department and the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, with the assistance of the Russell County Sheriff's Office, are investigating the case, and Dome is prosecuting. The public is reminded that all suspects are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. The state's first meeting of the Select House Committee on Government Oversight shined light on errors in processing for the Kansas Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program applications, or SNAP. In 2023, Kansas had a payment error rate of more than 12% for SNAP applications, and that surpassed the national average of around 11%, so the federal government has pushed for reform. After improving in 2023, Kansas fell back to an error rate of more than 12% in 2024, and so far in 2025, the error rate is closer to the national average. One Kansas representative is questioning the Department of Children and Families' handling of the program, saying they will require additional training, and as they review the training materials, they want to be sure the training materials are clear and that eligibility workers are understanding how to perform the tasks. The Department for Children and Family representatives said they'd like to see the error rate drop to around 3% in the future. Governor Kelly signed a bill recently aimed at protecting Kansans by combating online sexual crimes and strengthening protections for survivors of sexual assault, among other related public safety issues. Senate Bill 186 criminalizes the possession, creation, and distribution of artificial intelligence, or AI-generated child sexual abuse material, and the bill also requires certain prior convictions to be considered when determining bond for individuals that were arrested for specific sex offenses. As AI becomes a larger part of Kansas's life, protections must be put in place to ensure the technology is not used to cause harm. So SB 186 broadens the scope of breach of privacy to encompass the sharing of materials created or altered by AI that portray individuals in a sexual manner without their consent. This part of the law is meant to both protect people and tackle the serious issue of sharing private content without consent. Also under SB 186, if a person is charged with a sexually violent crime, like rape or indecent liberties with a child, and that person has a prior conviction for another sexually violent crime, their bond must be set at a minimum of $750,000. If the defendant can post the bond, the minimum conditions for their release will include house arrest and prohibiting contact with victims or witnesses of the alleged crime. Kansas Senator Dinah Sykes stated that too often individuals charged with sexually violent crimes are released on bond despite prior convictions that clearly demonstrate a pattern of predatory behavior. So this part of the bill ensures the safety of victims comes first, and by requiring the consideration of similar prior acts when setting bond, they can alleviate some of the fear for victims. In Nebraska news, insurance rates keep climbing for homeowners in Nebraska, and a new study shows premiums are expected to increase by 10% by the end of 2025 after several years of increases. According to S&P Global, the percentage increase in insurance rates has grown every year since 2019, soaring by 22.7% in 2024, which was the highest jump in the United States. Nebraska is no stranger to severe weather, and that's largely the driving force behind these numbers, because they state that they've seen a flurry of severe thunderstorms already this year with no signs of slowing down, and insurers are having to keep up. Omega Insurance Group in Lincoln said homeowners are feeling the impact, as rates have sometimes doubled or even tripled in the last several years, and the driver is the severity and frequency of storms. To combat this climb, Omega Insurance said you might want to look into higher deductible plans. On Monday, the Southwest Nebraska Public Health Department confirmed a positive case of rabies in its district, and according to the health department, the positive test came back from a skunk in Chase County. In a press release, Melissa Propp, the health department manager, said animals are out and about now that the weather is warmer and animal moms may be very protective of new babies. So if you see a wild animal or an animal you do not know, give it plenty of space and admire it from a distance, as this will help keep you and the animal safe. The department reported that skunks are one of the most common carriers of rabies in southwest Nebraska. And in skunks, as in other warm-blooded animals, rabies is a severe and rapidly progressing neurological disease that spreads through saliva or spit, most commonly through contact with an infected wild animal. Rabies should be suspected in all animals that show a sudden, unexpected change in behavior, such as animals normally active at night being seen during the day, and signs of rabies in animals may include increased aggression, odd behavior changes, nervousness, irritability, difficulty eating or drinking, and excessive drooling. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, rabies is a medical emergency, and any person with a suspected exposure should wash their wound with soap and water and seek medical attention from a healthcare professional immediately. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Fort Hays State University will honor approximately 1,691 graduates during its spring 2025 commencement ceremonies that are scheduled for Friday and Saturday, May 16th and 17th at Gross Memorial Coliseum in Hays. Graduates who choose to participate in person will be recognized during four ceremonies beginning Friday, May 16th at 8:30 a.m. for the College of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences, and at 11 a.m. for the College of Health and Behavioral Sciences. On Saturday, May 17th at 8:30 a.m. for the Robbins College of Business and Entrepreneurship and Worth College of Science, Technology, and Mathematics, which is a combined ceremony, and at 11 a.m. for the College of Education. A virtual celebration that will be pre-recorded will also be available on Saturday, May 17th, beginning at 2 p.m. for DNP, EdS, and Master's students, followed by a 4 p.m. ceremony for undergraduate graduates. And graduates can join in this special day by accessing the link on Tiger Media Network. All in-person and virtual ceremonies will be streamed live on the Tiger Media Network YouTube channel and the Fort Hays State University Facebook page, and recordings of the virtual ceremonies will be archived and accessible through the university's commencement website. Graduates, families, and friends are encouraged to share their celebration moments using the hashtag TigerGrad on social media. And additional commencement details, including ceremony schedules, directions, accessibility information, and live stream links, are available at fhsu.edu/commencement. The National Sorghum Producers are accepting entries for the 2025 National Sorghum Yield Contest. State and national winners will be selected from contestants in east and west regions across the irrigated, dryland no-till, and dryland tillage divisions, with one overall winner chosen in the food grade category. New this year, growers can choose between two protocol options for verifying yields. A market-based verification option allows growers to verify yields based on grain delivered and ticketed at an approved scale, while their traditional on-farm verification allows for supervised weighbacks at harvest. The added flexibility aims to accommodate a wider range of farm operations and support grower participation. The entry deadline for the 2025 National Sorghum Yield Contest is November 26, 2025. Harvest reports were made available as of May 1, 2025, and all completed forms must be received at the National Sorghum Producer Office no later than December 3, 2025. The goal of the National Sorghum Yield Contest is to increase grower yields, transfer knowledge between growers to enhance management, and identify sorghum producers who excel in each state and throughout the country. To find the entry form, the 2025 Yield Contest rules, and more information, interested growers can visit sorghumgrowers.com/yieldcontest or contact the National Sorghum Producers directly at 806-749-3478. May is Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month, and the Kansas Department of Transportation wants to remind drivers to stay alert and to share the road, because whether traveling by motorcycle or another vehicle, everyone wants to arrive safely to their destinations. The national campaign, Motorcyclist Safety is Everyone's Safety, encourages everyone on the road to follow safe driving and riding practices, as speeding and alcohol impairment are two of the leading factors in motorcycle-related crashes. Preliminary 2024 Kansas data shows that 54 people died and more than 852 sustained injuries in crashes involving motorcycles. Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager Gary Herman said motorcyclists continue to be overrepresented in traffic fatalities, so it's essential that both riders and drivers pay attention to each other. He said no matter what kind of vehicle you're operating, the emphasis must be on putting people's lives and overall roadway safety first. Drivers and motorcyclists can help reduce the number of injuries and fatalities by observing all traffic laws, including obeying the speed limit, driving and riding alcohol and drug-free, and avoiding distractions. Just focus on the roadway and the other vehicles. Riders should wear high visibility protective gear, a Department of Transportation compliant motorcycle helmet, and are required to have an M endorsement on their license. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having corn dog, sweet potato tots, pepper strips, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be walking taco or chef salad with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be ham patty, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there's a 20% chance of showers after 4 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 70 and an east wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then showers are likely after 1 a.m., and it should be cloudy with the low around 50. We should have a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour tonight, becoming west after midnight, and the chance of precipitation is 60%. On Wednesday, showers are likely before 1 p.m., and then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m., and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. It should be cloudy tomorrow with a high near 64, and the chance of precipitation on Wednesday is 60%. And on Wednesday night, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m., then a slight chance of showers between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 45. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Thursday, there's a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 1 p.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 72. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 78. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 81. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 83. And on Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 84 and breezy. Currently, with fair skies, it is 50 degrees. The humidity is 89%, the wind speed is calm, the barometric pressure is 30.03, and the dew point is 47 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas men's basketball's assistant coach Norm Roberts, a member of the Assistant Coaches Hall of Fame, announced his retirement Monday following 14 seasons at Kansas and 37 years in the basketball coaching ranks. In his time at Kansas, the Jayhawks won 7 Big 12 regular season titles, 3 Big 12 tournament championships, and advanced to the NCAA Tournament Sweet 16 5 times, the Elite 8 4 times, and captured the 2022 NCAA Tournament Championship. A step up, Assistant Coach Hall of Fame member Roberts was on Coach Bill Self's original KU coaching staff in 2003 to 2004. Following that season, he was named the head coach of St. John's, where he served for 6 seasons. He rejoined South staff prior to the 2012-2013 season and was on the sideline through his most recent season. In Robert's impactful career at KU, 60 KU student athletes have been named all Big 12 teams, including 5 Big 12 Player of the Year, 4 Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year, 2 Big 12 Freshmen of the Year, 2 Big 12 Newcomers of the Year, and a Big 12 Most Improved Player. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
ValleyBet.com, ValleyBet.com.
Rotational grazing and cross-fencing lead to more pounds of beef per acre. For a wide variety of solar-powered and plug-in fencers, Valley Vet Supply is where you'll find great pricing on Gallagher, Parmac, and TrueTest fencers. And how about those quick and easy reel tights to stretch up that rusty pasture fence? You'll find Gallagher insulators and all the accessories for that fence job at ValleyVet.com. No matter where you live, you'll always get neighborly customer service and expert advice. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more, shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.